Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Commanders will once again be without star receiver Terry McLaurin this weekend, as McLaurin is out Sunday against the Seahawks after re-injuring his quad. However, head coach Dan Quinn says the injury is not considered long-term. There is some good news for Washington, as quarterback Jaden Daniels is expected to practice in full all week long. The quarterback missed his third game of the season in Week 8 with a hamstring strain. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says J.J. McCarthy is healthy and will have a full week of preparation as the number one quarterback before returning to the starting role on Sunday against the Lions. McCarthy has missed five games with an ankle injury. And Lions star edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson signed a contract extension that will keep him in Detroit through the 2030 season, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. It's a four-year deal worth $180 million with $141 million in total guarantees. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, October 30th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Traffic stopped by CHP leads to possible human investigation trafficking. Driver airlifted from Cliffside on Indian Valley Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A routine traffic stop by the California Highway Patrol led to the discovery of a possible human trafficking incident. According to a social media post made by CHP, an officer made an enforcement stop on a speeding vehicle on October 20th on the US 101 in North County. According to the post, the officer observed indicators of criminal activity when they made contact with the vehicle's occupants. Members of Templeton CHP, Commercial Enforcement Unit, and Coastal Division's Investigative Services Unit began an investigation into suspected human trafficking. CHP says two victims of human trafficking were identified with the assistance of San Luis Obispo County Victims Advocate Group. Driver airlifted from cliffside near Indian Valley Road. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. CHP released a statement of a single vehicle collision that resulted in major injuries on Indian Valley Road. CHP says the incident took place between approximately 4 and 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 28th. A 2002 GMC Sierra pickup driven by a 30-year-old woman veered off the west edge of the roadway while driving northbound on Indian Valley Road. CHP says a passerby spotted the vehicle at the bottom of a steep cliff and called 911. The driver was extricated and airlifted to the Marion Medical Center in Santa Maria. CHP says the driver sustained major injuries and it is unknown what factors caused this incident. Drugs or alcohol do not appear to be a contributing factor. The investigation is still ongoing. Pass Robles High School Drama, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs, in collaboration with Pass Robles Lions Club and Downtown Main Street Association, will be presenting a haunted maze tonight and tomorrow. These clubs have come together to create a thrilling experience. Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona, beckons you into the shadows and into the haunted maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown, alone, or with friends. The maze will be available tonight and tomorrow night, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Pass Robles High School student parking lot, 801 Niblick Road. Admission is $3 for ages 10 and under and $5 for ages 11 and up. Proceeds will support the youth of Pass Robles. Popcorn and cotton candy will also be available. Join the city of Pass Robles or Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun this Friday. A safe and fun Halloween event will be held in downtown Pass Robles from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night. This free admission event promises to have trick-or-treating with downtown merchants and a trunk or treat around the city park. Street closures and towing will be in effect from 3 to 8 p.m. on the 11th and 12th streets from Spring to Pine, as well as Pine and Park Street from 11th to 14th streets. In the city of Atascadero, don't forget Orange and Gray Friday returns to downtown Atascadero tomorrow for the home game. Participating restaurants will be offering discounts for those in their orange and gray. Also on Halloween night will be trick-or-treat downtown Atascadero from 5 to 8 p.m., bring your families for trick-or-treating in downtown participating shops, as well as activities in different locations. Then on Saturday is Dia de los Muertos at the Central Coast Zoo from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-1 yesterday, winning Game 5 of the World Series. Blue Jays now lead 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow. In the NFL, tonight the Ravens will face the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News, announcement of 10 arrests of people who allegedly committed crimes at an anti-ICE protest in Southern California. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley saying violent protesters have to be held accountable.
I want to be clear, this is not a game. I think some people out there think this is some sort of a game or political stunt, and you have elected officials who are encouraging this behavior. The consequences here are extremely serious.
The arrest connected to a protest in Los Angeles in June when ICE agents allegedly had things thrown at them with some vehicles lit on fire. Also a protest in Camarillo in July when a cannabis farm was raided. House Speaker Mike Johnson says protesters who are trying to block ICE agents from doing their job will face consequences.
ICE officers, by the way, are under tremendous strain and pressure. How would you like to do that job if you had to put on the badge and do it?
A Hollywood producer convicted of killing two women and assaulting several others facing life in prison, David Alan Pierce, sentenced to 146 years to life for the drug overdose deaths of a model and her friend. Toronto beats the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series. Jeff Scott, California News.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just 20 bucks, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
This October, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience Sardinia without leaving Paso Robles. The regional tour of Italy features daily a la carte dishes like Italian yogurt with figs and honey for breakfast, penne fritto with prosciutto and pecorini for lunch, and roasted lamb saddle with Sardinian panada for dinner. Now available on Thursdays and Fridays, indulge in a four-course prefix menu. Pair your meal with authentic Sardinian wines, only at Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Lessons learned from destructive wildfires in Ventura County have given avocado growers a fighting chance to save their orchards when the next big blaze hits. Ben Faber, University of California Cooperative Extension Citrus and Avocado Advisor for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties, learned from the effects of the 2017 Thomas Fire and last year's Mountain Fire that well-irrigated avocado trees can recover from a fast-moving blaze within 4 months. Faber cautioned growers not to give up on their trees, as fire damage in avocado trees can initially look bad but turn out to be superficial. You have to wait to let the tree tell you what's going to happen, he said. November 6th marks the one-year anniversary of the Mountain Fire, which damaged 389 acres of avocados, according to the Ventura County Agricultural Commissioner's Office. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route on Soda Lake Road, south of Highway 58. CHP says this is a solo vehicle incident where the vehicle overturned and landed on its roof. Fire and medics are currently on the way. These are assigned at about 7:36 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Again, a traffic collision with an ambulance and fire en route occurred on Soda Lake Road, south of Highway 58, where a solo vehicle landed on its roof after overturning. This was first reported at about 7:36 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers. Partly cloudy on Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all played the telephone game where a message is whispered in the next person's ear and then been amazed when a completely different message is returned to us. Something similar happened in Denver back in 1880. As the West entered into the 1880s, there was a tremendous amount of prejudice against the Chinese who had been brought to the West to build the railroad. Denver, Colorado had encouraged the Chinese to come there in the hopes of relieving the labor shortage conditions. Although by 1880 there were less than 300 Chinese in Denver, the Rocky Mountain News maintained that because of their ever-growing numbers, white men would starve and women would be forced into prostitution. Because of the access to drugs in the Chinese district, cowboys would often visit there. The main area of this district was called Hop Alley. On the evening of October 30, 1880, some drunken cowboys assaulted a Chinese. Another Chinese man, in the process of defending his friend, fired his gun, hitting no one. But like that telephone game you played as a kid, it was in no time before the story had mutated to a Hop Alley resident had killed the white man. Mobs gathered, windows were shattered, and many queues were clipped from the Chinese heads. One group lynched an elderly man. No one was held accountable for the tragedies. However, as with all tragedies, there were bright spots of heroism. Desperado Jim Moon was in a Chinese laundry retrieving some shirts when a mob came in to lynch the owner of the laundry. Pulling his pistol, Moon yelled at the crowd, "If you kill Wong, who will do my laundry?" Moon was credited with not only saving Wong, but also an additional 14 other Chinese hiding in the back. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. CHP released a statement of a single vehicle collision that resulted in major injuries on Indian Valley Road. A 30-year-old woman driving a 2002 GMC Sierra pickup veered off the west edge of the roadway for an unknown reason on October 28th. A passerby noticed the vehicle off a steep cliff and called 911. The driver was extricated and airlifted to a local hospital. The collision is still under investigation. Join the city of Paso Robles and Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun this Friday. A safe and fun Halloween event will be held in downtown Paso Robles from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Then Atascadero will also be holding a trick-or-treat downtown from 5 to 8 p.m. Then on Saturday is Dia de los Muertos at the Central Coast Zoo from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump giving the meeting with China today in South Korea rave reviews, adding there's no roadblock to rare earth minerals from that nation.
All of the rare earth has been settled. And that's for the world. I mean, you know, worldwide. This was a worldwide situation, not just the U.S. situation.
President on board Air Force One, China did not buy any soybeans from the U.S. this year. But Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent telling Fox Business that's changing.
The Chinese have agreed to buy 12 million metric tons of soybeans during this season.
That extends for the next 3 years. The deal still has to be formally signed. Confirmation process for Dr. Casey Means, the president's pick to become Surgeon General, postponed after she went into labor. She's 9 months pregnant.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast-quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s again. And then on your Friday, sunshine and some clouds, low 80s, low 80s Saturday, Sunday, upper 70s Monday, some clouds, mid-70s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 60s, maybe some rain, a slight chance, about 25. And then a week from today, mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 4 up and down, 7:24 a.m., 6:10 p.m. We are at 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, and here we go. Sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, some things to discuss this afternoon on Sound Off. Karen and Dan will be in, and they will be talking about, well, such things as the executive director of Bike Slow County charged with child molestation, Satan worshiper sentenced, and other things happening here and around darn near paradise. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them 24/7. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number, 238-KPRL.
And I've had an idea for a long time for what I think is a wonderful documentary, which has everything. For instance, you go to work, you come home at night, and you never really think about it. It's mechanical, it's routine. But there are a group of men who every day, when they go to work, never know if they'll return, because they face death in 100 different ways. And I'm talking about
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, at least now I have the count on the completely unscientific but absolutely accurate KPRL poll, yes or no on Prop 50, and it is 30 no's and 8 yeses. And this is one of the weird ones where there's not much verbiage. It's either no or yes, which is fine, but usually people will say no or yes, and this is why. Let's see, I have voted no and sent in my ballot. Of the six family members, five have voted no. No on Prop 50. Okay, that's on the email. And we have some more coming in here. Two voting more. No on no. I'll have to tabulate these at the end of the day. Let me see here. Absolutely no. We will end up with no conservative representation if the yes vote wins. Well, that's what they're hoping for. Okay, there that is. All right. Well, it's creeping up on us. It'll be here this coming Tuesday regarding that big vote. And as I mentioned, when we first came on the air this morning, that right now it is 56% of Californians are in favor of the Prop 50. 56. Now, That those were polls. Those not were the tabulation, you know, the actual votes. So we will see where this goes. Hey, Chris, before I forget, I got to ask you something.
What's the question?
Can you lend me $5? I don't have any money.
Yeah, I just got $5 from a chump.
Okay, thanks. I'll keep it. All right, let's see here. What else? Police groups around the country, it's taking them some time, but they're finally upset, at least is what is reporting here, that the National Police Association cites understaffing issues as they're ticked off that cities are spending billions of dollars on services for illegals. Imagine that. They're finally getting ticked off. New York City alone was projected to spend almost $9 billion, 24-25. Illinois' policy, the state has spent over $2.5 billion on illegals. How about that? And they're understaffed. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This was kind of interesting. A few weeks ago, I was at the post office, and I needed something to get somewhere as fast as possible. And the person there in the Atascadero said they no longer get 2 pickups per day. So for those people that forget or procrastinate and they're going to mail their ballot, they need to take that into consideration. If you drop it off on, say, Tuesday, it doesn't even leave till Wednesday, and there's no telling how long it's going to take to get down to the county recorder. So it'd be better off if you could drop it off at the Republican office, but realizing, you know, they have hours that they're not there. But just kind of a heads up that we're not getting 2 pickup and deliveries per day at the Atascadero Post Office, which I'm assuming that's Templeton and Paso Robles as well.
I don't know about that, but I'm just going to throw out a question simply because I like to ask questions.
You like to stir the pot.
Well, yeah, that's kind of my job. Is, okay, people have known for several years that there's issues regarding this, right?
Right.
Why in the world, particularly for a one-issue vote, why would you wait?
Exactly. Unless you want to vote in person. If you're going to mail it, then mail it right away. But I think there's also a mentality out there, too, that they're concerned if they mail it in and it's counted, that the powers that be in charge in San Luis will suddenly find more votes someplace else to counteract the already counted votes, mail-in votes. Well, I think it's a trust issue down at the county recorder's office.
Right, I agree with that. So then the advice that many give is go to the precinct and vote in person.
Exactly. And then if you surrender your ballot, then your vote is counted that night. It takes what they're saying is going to take 4 weeks to figure out what's going on, which is just ludicrous on that. So, yeah, my husband's going to, I fell, I'm out of town, I broke my leg, so my husband brought me my absentee ballot, and that's the only reason my absentee ballot, but he's going to deliver it to the voting place. And just also to remind people, look at the top of your ballot because the voting places have been changed around. So just if you're going to do that, don't go where you usually go. Check first on your ballot at the very top of your ballot.
Okay, and the other one, just to try and stir it a little bit, is the people that, and we know that some of this may have been suspicious the last time around, but that aside, if they start whining, saying, well, I have to drive an extra 4 or 5 miles because my precinct isn't the same, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think they're really not interested in supporting a republic. They're not, you know, patriotic, you want to call it patriotic. I think unless you have a physical reason, you cannot. But if you can get to one, what's a few miles further? I felt bad for the people, what was in Creston or Shandon, that had to drive clear into San Luis. That's not an easy drive, especially if you're older.
Well,
if it's just a matter like me, I would, you know, I've been to Santa Margarita, I've been to the Methodist Church, I've been to Grace Church, I've been to the Pavilion. wherever I can go to turn that in, if I'm physically capable, I will go. I don't know what that mindset is, if it's just a matter of a few miles further. How important is that issue to you to have representation?
I don't disagree with you on the, you know, the people in the rural areas. However, they live in the rural areas, and that's how they live anyway.
That's the point. They have to drive in for groceries and for major things. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
plan your day.
I agree, and I think it is a patriotic responsibility and duty to do it. And the other is, if you think that they're trying to make it more difficult so you don't vote, don't let them win. Don't let them beat you.
I don't want to give it to them, but I don't want to let them win. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, I'm going to change this up a little bit. It's kind of like the Democrats digging in their feet because they want, what, $1.3 trillion for something that was only temporary, I find it interesting, whether it's state or federal, that anything temporary always becomes permanent. But they knew this was running out a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't they come to the plate and bargained that portion out before now? Now people are hurting out there. I mean, with a young family, I couldn't have gone a month without pay. You know, you've got banks now that are hurting. You know, banks are trying to work with the people. Well, have you looked at these interest rates? When you get an $800,000 mortgage and your interest rate is even 6%, you know, and the penalties and the late fees on top of that, credit cards, I'm a big person that if you don't have the money to pay the credit card off right now, you don't charge. But a lot of people don't do that. That's not their belief. So the banking industry now is saying, hey, wait a minute, you're really hurting us. The union is saying you are really hurting us. But the whole point comes back to, they knew this was coming up, and they wanted to stick it to the Republicans, thinking that the Republicans would back down again like they always do and pass this thing. And that what people need to realize is, I understand it, that $1.7 trillion is only for the 7 weeks. That's not funding for the next year. And when they say no illegal immigrants are getting that money, I have it hard to believe living in California.
Well, I mean, it comes down, for me, in many instances, it's just I don't trust them. Don't trust them. But yeah. I will go back. Is that because we brought this up several weeks ago when this first started, that the average, now this is just the average across the country, federal worker makes about $120,000 or $140,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they work knowing that these shutdowns can happen. So my question has always been, where is the preparation?
Yeah. Well, they say if you take, I can't remember his name, he's a big budget guy, and he said, you know, you need to, how to get out of debt, you should have at least 6 months savings. But at the cost of living in, that's an average. The ones I feel for are the clerical assistants, you know, the people that aren't making that level. And now I have an elderly friend, ill health, low income housing. She depends on SNAP for food. I'll make sure she gets food. But there are a lot of people that don't have that support there. It's just blackmail, and it just irritates the heck out of me. I'd like them, if they think this is what they want to do, then they should just taking some of the money out of their pocket, finding somebody that needs help, and you buy them food, and you pay for their housing, and you cover their costs if you're going to try to blackmail people. And they've even come out and said, this is the only leverage we have. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little irritated.
No, that's okay. But I think you brought up a point when you mentioned the credit card, though, in relation to this, is that, look, people don't budget and handle money very well. Americans, we don't do that very well. And then when something like this comes up, now we get the tears. We get the crocodile tears.
Yeah.
But the other is...
Well, you have to look at your expenses. Do you have the iPhone 15 and you have the most expensive phone you can buy? People don't look at those little things. Back off, try to find a cheaper cell phone. I mean, I get it for $30 a month. I don't get unlimited data, but for another $5 I could. You do with what you have. You don't need new all the time. I grew up there, sometimes there wasn't any food in the house. We just made do. But that caught in my mindset is that look at what you have and budget. You're right. We need to budget out that credit card. If you don't have the money to pay it off, then you don't have the money to, you don't have any right to buy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the credit card debt in this country is astronomical of what people, the average person. But also, I'll tie this in with something that I mentioned when this happened. I didn't hear as much complaining from the same government because of their decision based on this COVID nonsense that literally put people out of business for life.
Right, right.
But,
I pray that, you know, if they try that, and they had us all scared to death. Even I was wiping down the stuff when I came home. Well, then after it kept stretching on and on, you know, Dick and I looked at each other and said, just wash your hands when you're done, you know, before you eat. And we decided not to get the COVID shot. And we got COVID several times. And the last time it was like a cold. But I also, you know people that got the COVID shots, all of them, got sick and then never recovered.
Yeah, I, my wife and I didn't get the shot either, and we're still breathing.
Yeah, I am too, and I have lung issues. When the first time we went to the doctor and got it diagnosed, and public health called and said, well, do you have any underlying issues? I go, yeah, yada, yada, yada. And she goes, oh, my gosh, do you need help? Yada, yada. And I said, no, I've got family, I've got church. And then when I recovered with no residual problems, I called her back and left a message and said, hey, you talked to me, I'm so-and-so. I just want to let you know, I'm fine. I didn't die. I don't have pneumonia. I just wanted to give you a good story. I never heard back from her, but you know, you always hear the horror stories, but you never hear the people that get it, get well, and go on with their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, you're right. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
On the email, I vote no on Prop 50, Sacramento King Gavin Newsom, ill-conceived, childish attempt to ignore the vote of the Californians must be defeated. Please vote in person on Tuesday. No, let's go up to the text. Let's see here. No on 50. Those eight that voted yes can go straight to double hockey sticks. I would bet they are Democrats and government employees. Well, there's could be the possibility of that. Let's see here. Caller is correct. When you put something in mail today, it does not leave Paso until 7 a.m. tomorrow. That's Friday for those of you. And if you mail something Friday, it will not go out until Monday. This changed a few years ago, and the post office was very reluctant to tell me when I questioned this, as I noticed the big mail truck was not in the back lot that would take the mail to Goleta to be processed. Okay, well, thanks for that. I'm sure most of us were not aware of that. So just a little beware. A resounding no on 50. Well, we've had a lot of those today. After hearing the Newsom tantrum this morning on California News, I can only think of something his good friend Barack Obama once said. Elections have consequences. Well, he got voted in twice, sir. That's what the Californians, and we had a chance to get rid of him, and that didn't work. So he survived. He survived. All righty, let's see here. We had the money and the police officers around the country complaining that their cities, majority of them run by Democrats, are spending billions of dollars on illegals and not making sure that they have their key issues addressed, such as many of them are saying that they are understaffed. All right, well, I'd like to know who your police unions backed in the elections in these Democratic cities. You might want to ask them and see, and then look at yourselves in the mirror. Because that's what they do. Well, I mean, that's what they don't do. Gee, why? It's like the teachers complaining about the conditions at some schools and the behavior because of the laws and so forth. Well, you put people in office, your unions put people into office that allowed this stuff to happen. So live with it. Live with it. You're part of the problem, but you're going to complain the most. All right, let's see here. It was on this day in 1930, radio listeners were in a panic. Why? Well, because the radio version of The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells about a Martian alien invasion, broadcast in the style of the ongoing news event. Many people missed the opening disclaimer and believed it was live broadcast of actual alien invasion. We have played that over the years a couple of times, the H.G. Wells, the original radio broadcast. And it's even, you know, almost 100 years later, it's still pretty cool, I think. I think it's pretty cool. All right, you've heard, some of you have, and, well, you don't remember because you probably weren't around in 1928, A Chicken in Every Pot. That was a political ad and is placed in the New York Times by a local committee during the Republican candidate Herbert Hoover's presidential campaign of 28. Hoover did win the election, but the Great Depression began in 29, and Hoover's opponents used the chicken for every pot phrase against him in the 1932 presidential election, and claiming that he had promised voters a chicken in every pot, two cars in every garage. And by the way, the ad only mentioned one car. Anyway, that was a famous one. I mean, we have some famous slogans over the years, but I Like Ike was one. And I should know others, but off the top of my head, I can't remember them. I don't know why, but anyway, those are a couple of things that happened in today in history. And let's see here. Oh, yeah, many of you will remember this. It was back in the day when boxing was pretty popular. Muhammad Ali won by a knockout against the overwhelmingly favorite George Foreman in Zaire. Remember, it was a Rumble in the Jungle. The fight was watched by a record estimated television audience of 1 billion viewers worldwide, becoming the world's most watched live television broadcast at the time. And the fight grossed an estimated, again, we're going back 51 years, $100 million in revenue. I don't know about the most watched live television broadcast, because I thought that the moon landing was, because 1 billion, anyway, it was, a lot of people watched it. I guess that's the easiest thing to say regarding that. Chris, have you ever, you know, going back in the day when they showed some clips and stuff in school, did you ever see, did they ever show the moon landing?
I'm trying to remember. Aside from, well, we've talked about this before, a scene of in Forrest Gump, I don't think I've seen a video of the moon landing, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I remember in engineering class, this wasn't the moon landing, but it was one of the later Apollo missions we did watch a movie on. And I think it was the, you know, the mission that had almost failed where they had to bring the astronauts home early.
Oh, 13.
Yeah, yeah. We watched a movie on Apollo 13 in one of my engineering classes I took.
That's, I love watching that movie. It's just well done. And again, it's, you know, based on the real story. And I've often wondered, Chris, you don't like scary things. Would you, if you had the opportunity, would you go up in space?
Would I go up in space? No.
I'm a big no either, as well.
I don't think I could handle, honestly, just the knowing I'm so high up.
I don't know if I'd be aware of it, but no, just the guts that those people have. It's funny, I don't mind being in an airplane at all. Doesn't affect me. You put me in an air balloon, I'm never doing that again. I will, you could not, I was scared to death in that thing.
Oh, you've been in an air balloon before?
Yeah. I.
Pretty gutsy.
It was affiliated with the station, so I basically had no choice. And I thought I would be okay, because I said, like, I like airplanes.
Right.
And I used to like heights, but I can't handle heights now. But when I got up, I don't know, I'd say 30 feet in that air balloon, and we were going a lot higher than that, I thought, this was not a good decision on my part. I kept my mouth shut, I was white-knuckled, and I looked straight ahead the whole time and couldn't wait to get down. And that was done. I was not happy.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. CHP released a statement of a single vehicle collision that resulted in major injuries on Indian Valley Road. A 30-year-old woman veered off the west edge of the roadway for an unknown reason on October 28th. A passerby noticed the vehicle off a steep cliff and called 911. The driver was extricated and airlifted to a local hospital. The collision is still under investigation. Pass Robles High School Drama, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs, in collaboration with others, will be presenting a haunted maze tonight and tomorrow. Experience ghost stories of Tale of La Llorona in a shadowy haunted maze from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Pass Robles High School parking lot. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
The tabulation is 47 no, 10 yes. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen and Dan will be talking about some pretty big stories that have happened here in the last week or two in the county. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.